Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. To hear the wonderful good news that Sarah shared with us in our first reading, the prophet Isaiah, the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like a crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. Can you imagine? In fact, look at your bulletin cover. You see what's left of the wilderness, but then all the beautiful plants are coming, like after the first rain, and suddenly they blossom up. The good news. Do you feel that good news today? That good news? I mean, Joan and I just spent 3 weeks in the Garden of Eden. And it was beautiful. The flowers, the coconut trees, everything was green. The people, we met people from China and Vietnam and Japan and India and Australia, all over the world. And I'll tell you, if you smile, if a person doesn't understand what you're saying, but you smile, people open up like a blossom. It's international. You find people are people. A lot of times we watch on the news, oh, these people are like this. No. People are people. Most of them are just wonderful. And we enjoyed it. In fact, we went 3 weeks without watching the news. Nothing we watched was on Netflix. We watched Physical Asia. That's another story. But I was then I got home, and we turned on the news. Ah! Welcome back. It was culture shock. So I love the crocuses and the blossoming and the garden in the desert, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And I know this time of year too. I kind of get nostalgia for my mom and dad and my grandparents and the Christmas traditions we had, and some of us have lost loved ones. And there's a bittersweet, there's a joy, we can decorate our church and all that. But then we miss our loved ones. We know they're with God. We know they're safe, but we miss them. So there's the bittersweetness, the joy, and the sorrow this time of year. And today we have the joy of a candle. And Mark, you are wonderful. You did not give up. You made sure those candles were lit. So another light of the Advent candle and the blue and the beautiful banners and being here on this joyous Sunday with our hymns of praise. There's a joy here, too. And we shared Christ's love. Look how we're sharing Christ's love with all these gifts that will be given to people that are needed tomorrow. Yet at the same time, there's the waves of sorrow still over some of us. And I look at the news, and I think of our experience in Singapore, and I say, why are people so nasty? Why do we kill one another? How crazy some people are. But there is also the good news. There's the good news, too. The ache is there, but the hope is there, too. We have this mixture in the time of Advent. Expectation, but not fulfilled totally yet. And we would read in the Gospel reading of John the Baptizer, and John was in prison. And Herod was inspired by John. He listened to John, even though John was in prison for saying that Herod's committing adultery by marrying Herodias, his sister-in-law. But in a few weeks, John was going to have a birthday party. He was going to get very drunk. His daughter, stepdaughter's going to do a dance that turns him on, and he'll say, whatever you want, half of my kingdom will give to you. And she said, the head of John the Baptist, John will get killed and die as a martyr. But before that, Jesus, through his disciple, John's disciple, gave them hope, because Jesus says to them, tell John this, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to new life, and the poor have good news brought to them. Those are the words of promise from God's Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Words of hope words of life, words of healing for wounded hearts. Like Isaiah today, Jesus is giving us words of life and hope in the midst of our situations of happiness and sorrow. We can focus on our circumstances. We can focus on our losses. We can focus on the terrible shape of the world and what's going on and the injustices that are taking place. We can focus on our pain. And we can say, wow, what is terrible? Ain't it awful? It's horrible. And it is. And our disappointments and our grief. And maybe we need to take time to let that sink in, not to deny the darkness. But at the same time, Jesus, as disciples, we are never to grieve without hope. We are never to grieve as if we are alone in our grief. Never are we alone, even though we feel that way. Jesus is with us. Jesus is here today. Christ is with us. Christ is with us, and His Word never leaves us. His Word is given to us and through us. If we only focus on our circumstances, and they're real, and our feelings only, or what we think only, or what other people's opinions are only, then we can become victims of our circumstances. And we can become anxious and afraid and depressed and despondent and hopeless and helpless. But the Word of God is with us. The Word made flesh in Jesus Christ is with us. And not only are we given hope and energy in the midst of our griefs and fears, we are given God's Word that is eternal. The light has come into the world and nothing can change it. And this Word struck St. Paul. And St. Paul said in the midst of his misery, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us. Victorious." Or again, we read in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things." How many? "All things through Christ who strengthens me." Or again, in Galatians 2:20, St. Paul says, "It's no longer I, my little ego, that lives, but Christ who lives in me." These are God's life-giving words for us. And they are death-proof, because God raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus Christ lives. And when the world around us is falling apart, when grief is weighing us down, when we feel hopeless and helpless, and when it seems we have no earthly friend to help us or no human words to comfort us, Isaiah tells us today, be strong. Don't be afraid. Here is your God, and He's bringing you salvation today. Give me an example, okay? You wake up one morning. You feel terrible. You feel sick. And you say, "Okay, I'm going to go back to bed. And maybe I'll feel better tomorrow." So you wake up tomorrow. You feel sick. Sarah's paying attention. You feel sick and tired. And this goes on, not only for a few days, but for a week. And you start to get nervous. You're saying, "Wow, maybe something's seriously wrong with me." And you're seriously sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so you break down, last resort, and go to the doctor. The doctor does exams. And he said, "Okay, I'll check it out." A few days later, the doctor comes. She has to sit down, And she said, I found your problem. You're pregnant. You're pregnant. Wow, you start to believe these words, suddenly things change. You believe the news, even though you still feel sick and tired. A joy begins because now there's new life in you, new possibilities through you, and there is joy in the midst of your sick and tiredness. Now, guys, you can't probably identify, unless you're married. And if you're married, you can go through this with your wife in the pregnancy. And the joy of a new life coming into the world through that. That's why, and then, you know, going through labor and going through, you know, that's why Joe's my hero. I could never do what she did twice, you know, to give birth to our sons. It was just, being with her was just holy, a holy moment. Isaiah reminds us today that God is building a highway in the desert. And we are walking on that highway because we are baptized into the way of Jesus Christ. And we are pilgrim people on that way through our baptism. The key is to know God's word to us, to trust that word, have faith in that word, and to live as if that is true. To live as if Jesus lives and he is with us always to the end of the age, even to the end. That when Christ returns, the lion will lay down with the lamb. And they'll take their swords and pruning hooks and make them into the plow. And there'll be no more war, no more death, no more disease. The knowledge of God will fill the world as water fills the oceans. Let us, in this season of Advent, this season of anticipation, preparation, looking forward, let us, with whatever we feel in our hearts, pray that that hope that Jesus gives us, the word that we have from God, will go into our ears and go to our mind and make that journey to the heart and to our actions, to be people of hope, to show the world that we have hope. That Christ is coming. Good news is dawning on us all. And to really take heart in the words of Isaiah today. The ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion, singing everlasting joy. Everlasting joy that never ends. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.